Hello and welcome to another podcast episode of Minutes with Mom. What kind of mom are you? Are you a mom of peace or are you a mom of war? Yesterday we talked about how if we want to see change in our homes, it has to start with us. So I ask, what kind of mom are you? Are you a mom that seeks to bring peace, unity, togetherness in your home? Even if you have no children at all, is there a connection of peace between you and your spouse? Or are you a mom of war? Are you a mom that is like a volcano waiting to erupt, where everyone walks around on eggshells, afraid that they might set you off at any given moment? What kind of mom are you? Yesterday, I talked about the importance of our diets, what we're putting into our bodies, and as well, our spiritual food that we give ourselves. Are we spending time in the Word? Are we starting and ending our days at the feet of Jesus? One thing that we often forget is that as moms, or if you're not a mom and you're just a wife, we are the ones who set the tone in our home. The way our day goes depends on us. It depends on our attitudes, our state of mind, and the way that we are going to choose to respond to all the events that happen in our lives. If we aren't feeding our physical bodies the right things, it will reflect in our attitude. We will be cloudy in our thinking. We won't be able to have energy to put up with all of the things that we all have to put up with every single day. If all we're giving ourselves is fuel to make it to the next moment, we won't have the energy and stamina to make it to the end of the day. Some of the ways that I have learned and I know of that women have chosen to do are cutting sugar from their diet. If you feel like you can't do the whole thing, then do the majority. It's important that we are feeding ourselves with things that God designed our bodies to take in. Fruits, vegetables. There's a big debate, obviously, about organic versus non-organic versus no antibiotics, all of those things. That is a choice that you personally have to come to. But for us, we choose to buy locally. We choose to research our food sources as much as possible and make the wisest decisions that we can. But again, it's a conviction and a choice that you personally have to make. Another good resource that I know several people have done, I personally have not done it, but I've talked with women who have done it. They've had great success and they've enjoyed the process, and I'm sure you've heard of it. It's called Trim Healthy Mama. Lots and lots, even men have done it, and I've heard wonderful results, and I'm contemplating possibly starting it myself, but I'm doing what I can with the resources that I have, and we'll see if I wind up choosing that. Now, for those of you that are in baby having seasons of life, it is so important that we take the necessary steps to help our bodies recover after the long, intense process of carrying a baby, birthing that baby, and then recovering from that baby. Oftentimes, our hormones are very, very crazy and all over the place right after we give birth. And for me, in my case, my son, my sixth baby, he was born with a cleft lip and palate, and I am not able to nurse him. Therefore, I don't have the pleasure and the joy of getting to receive the wonderful benefits of hormones leveling out naturally as a result of breastfeeding. So there are other steps that I have to take. I have to make sure that I'm watching closely the things that I'm putting into my body, and also too, being very, very aware of my state of mind as my hormones are kind of balancing back out and I'm kind of getting back to that normal state of mind. So another thing that I have done in the past, and I do plan to start it soon, is the 30-day hormone diet. It's really great for right after you have a baby. It's really great if you are going through like the menopause period. It really helps if you are just having hormone issues in general. It's a really solid diet. And you can Google the 30-day hormone diet and the information will come up. It's really easy recipes. It's easy for meal planning, all of those things. It's a great resource. So again, if our hormones are going crazy and all of our friends and our children and our husbands are, you know, standing in the corner going, oh man, when is she going to explode? We need to address that. We need to not just chalk it up to, oh, I'm just hormonal. That, you know, that's an excuse. And it's a way to keep us from dealing with things like we should. So, exercise, eating right, sleeping, making the necessary steps to help our bodies thrive and not just survive. Those are very important. And they are things that contribute to how our attitudes are in our home. And you know what? Mom sets the tone. Mom is the one that dictates the attitudes and the responses in our home. If you want to deny that, go right ahead. But the truth is there. We are the ones that set the tone. If mom is happy, the kids are happy, and dad is happy. If mom is in a bad mood, the kids are going to be at each other's throats and the husband is not going to be too happy of a guy. So it's important. What are we giving ourselves physically that will help us whenever we are interacting and responding in our lives and in our homes? Another important thing to remember when it comes to mom being the one that sets the tone, sometimes we just need to remember to breathe. Life is full of so many different things. I think about my son and how today he is 2 months old. Yay! Such an exciting point to arrive at. And I think it's only been 2 months since he's been born. It feels like 2 years. It just feels like such a long amount of time. And it's true. In an hour, you can experience an array of things in your life. And sometimes, instead of giving in to those natural reactions, those natural responses of being stressed out and overwhelmed and frustrated and angry and all of those things, we need to remember to just stop, close our eyes, and just breathe. The Psalms are great for quieting our hearts. There are so many psalms that I think David had to have just been sitting there in silence and just pouring his heart out before God. And sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to silence ourselves on the outside and just breathe. And in our hearts, lay it all before the Lord and say, God, I can't do this right now. I can't deal with this situation. My husband is driving me crazy. He won't listen. He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to deal with and address this issue that we're having. Help me. Instead of doing what we would normally do, and that is open our mouths and respond in a way that is damaging, in a way that destroys, in a way that tears down, rather than in a way that builds up. You know, when it comes to mothering, sometimes you can be right in the midst of a training, correcting, discipline situation. And the thing that needs to happen is not any kind of correcting. It's not you barking orders. What needs to happen is your mouth to close, you to kind of turn inside for just a few seconds and breathe. Just breathe. you will see a dramatic change in how you're able to respond if you just breathe. A good example of this is something that happened this morning. And it goes along with my next point. Sometimes we just need to whisper. In Proverbs, it's a very wise verse, and it says a soft answer turns away wrath. A soft answer turns away wrath. This morning, my son, one of his jobs in our house to help contribute to the family is taking out the trash. Now we are 8 people, therefore we have lots of trash, and sometimes the trash has to be taken out up to 3 times a day, depending on what's been going on that day. So like every morning, I promptly reminded him, Noah, you need to get the trash. You got to take it outside, bud. It's overflowing into the floor. And of course, like always, when he comes back, and I always watch him out the window just to see all the boyish things he does, he oftentimes will act like, you know, he's a knight and he's fighting somebody outside and he's doing all of these crazy things, you know, just getting in those few moments of boy time before he has to come back inside. And he came back inside and was getting ready to go play with little brother. And I look over and the trash can is laying on the floor and there's still remnants of trash that didn't make it into the actual sack. And he hasn't put a new trash bag back in the can. And I wanted to get mad. I wanted to just lash out because I am thinking in my mind, we do this every single day. I have to tell you, every single day, put a bag back in the can, put a bag back in the can. And it's frustrating. But I stopped and I said, Jerrica, don't. Take a deep breath and just whisper his instructions into his ear and don't lose your cool. So I called him over and I said, Noah, come here. And in a very whisper tone, literally a whisper, I said, you know that when you take out the trash, you have to put a bag back in the can. Please put a bag in the can. Yes, ma'am, mommy, was his response. Now, had I responded the way I wanted to, which would have been in anger and yelling and what's wrong with you? Why didn't you put I tell you every single day, come on. Because sometimes I do have that response and I'm not proud of those moments. And when that moment does happen, I see a little boy with sadness in his face and a crushed spirit. And usually he's ready to jump right in to be the contentious brother picking on the sisters and all of that at breakfast time. But because I stopped, I checked myself, I took a deep breath, and I responded biblically with that still, small, whisper-like voice, my outcome was totally different. He calmly sat down at the table next to his brother in his spot and said, Mommy, is there anything you'd like me to do to help you get breakfast ready? Now, that would not have happened had I responded the way I wanted to respond. That's just one example of many things that happen throughout our days and in our lives. What about with our husbands? What about when you and him are having a disagreement with something? And instead of planting your flag and putting your foot down and saying, this is what I think, this is what we're going to do, I don't care what you say. Now, you may not say those things out loud. You may say them out loud. I don't know what your personality type is. But I have physically done those things, manifesting my body language to say exactly those words without verbally saying them. And it's been very clear what my heart attitude is. So what happens in those moments? My husband, he shuts down immediately. He no longer wants to have a constructive conversation. He no longer wants to talk about it. He's angry. I'm angry. And we've gotten nowhere in whatever it is that we're discussing. But in the times that I have opted to throw my feelings out the window and instead be kind, be respectful to him, be loving, and have a response that honors God, I've seen a very different outcome. I've seen a man who is very willing to hear what my ideas or what my opinions are without being combative, without being ready to just defend himself because he feels like I'm trying to defend myself. Our responses and our reactions and attitudes to the things that happen in our lives affect everyone around us, especially in our homes. Our home is the domain God has given to us. In Scripture, it says that women are to be the keepers of their homes. It is our domain. In Proverbs, it says she is the ruler of the house. So why would it not make sense for us to be the reason our home is full of joy, or the reason our home is full of anger, strife, and contention? We don't realize the power that we possess as women in our homes. We don't realize oftentimes that if we just stopped, chose to be joyful, chose to have the right responses to the things in life, how different our lives, our children, and our husbands would be if we were doing what we are called to do. It's not easy, ladies. It's not easy to respond correctly in life. It's not easy to do the things that God wants us to do. It's not easy to put aside our feelings, our wants, and all of those things, and instead respond in a way that says, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to honor you, and I'm going to do all the things that you want me to do. I know that you're going to have days where you, in the day with flying colors, you have chosen joy, you have responded correctly, you have withheld your tongue, you have suppressed your anger by responding in a way that pleases the Lord. But you're going to have days where you're going to yell. You're going to have days where you're going to get mad. You're going to have days where you decide that how you want to organize the closet is the hill you're going to die on, and you're not going to listen to anybody else's reasoning. It happens. We're sinners. We are sinners in desperate need of a Savior. But it doesn't mean that we're hopeless. It doesn't mean that we can't try again the next day. God makes his mercies new to us every single morning. Every single morning he makes his mercies new. We don't need to feel like we're never going to get it. We don't need to feel like we have to be perfect every single day. The only thing we need to focus on is saying, God, I'm trying. I am trying as I go through this journey of being a woman and being a mom and being a wife and being a friend. I'm doing it, but I've got to walk beside you. Otherwise, I'm going to fail every single time. So I encourage you, as you're going about your day and as you encounter these different situations and circumstances throughout your life, ask yourself, am I going to be a person of peace or am I going to be a person of war? Scripture says in the book of Matthew, God's children are peacemakers. What is a peacemaker? A peacemaker is somebody who is looking to find a positive, good solution to a situation. They're looking to diffuse whatever contention and strife there might be. And if we're God's children, we're called to be peacemakers, all of us, and especially in our home. You, mom, are the one who sets the tone. You are the one who makes a choice whether you're going to choose joy and be that example for your children and be that encouragement to your husband, or are you going to be the mom that explodes like the volcano and who has everyone walking around on eggshells and who has everyone fearful that you're going to explode if they say or do something wrong in regards to you? Don't be that mom. Be a peacemaker. Be a mom of peace. Be a woman of peace. Be a friend and a wife who seeks to bring peace to her home and her surroundings. I hope that you are encouraged to seek the Lord on this matter. Ask God to show you your areas of life where you are contributing in a negative way to the tone of your home, where you're contributing in a negative way to the attitudes and the reactions that everyone has in your home. God will show you, and He will enable you to make and respond the right way. Just ask Him. This episode, I hope, was an encouragement. And tomorrow, we will be talking about our own body's sword, the tongue. How do you use your sword? Do you use it to protect, or do you use it to destroy? You can find my podcasts on minuteswithmom.com. They are up and ready to air at 10 a.m. every single weekday. I also have a Periscope broadcast. It's a weekday book club where I go over one book a week. And right now we are covering A Life That Says Welcome. It has been extremely convicting, but tremendously encouraging. And you can go over to catch.me/minuteswithmom to check out all of the videos so you can be caught up if you're just now getting involved. You can also go to minuteswithmom.com and kind of browse around and become familiar with all of the different things that are on there. And again, I hope to talk with you again tomorrow and be an encouragement. And I hope that you have a blessed day. I hope that God continues to work in your life and that He continues to grow you, shape you, and mature you as you become more and more a woman of the King.